In a world riven by war, including many wars of choice, a message of peace, I think, is quite timely. I got a call from Mike Marino yesterday, and he's got a story he's going to share with us today of amazing coincidence. He's been an activist since the 1970s when he was protesting against the Vietnam War. And you created your own peace flag.
I did. Thank you, Peter.
Mike, great to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah. So you're going to share this story. I was floored by the many coincidences. You told it to me yesterday. I was floored by the many coincidences. But start off back in the late 60s, early 70s. Mm-hmm. Like me, you mm-hmm. were a protester against the Vietnam War.
Right.
And the peace symbol became very prominent mm-hmm. in all of our protests.
Yes.
And you created a flag. You showed me one of your originals from 1973.
Actually, it was made a little bit before then. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So what motivated you to create a flag? What was the source of the inspiration?
Well, I can recall being at some rallies, demonstrations, protests in San Francisco. And on occasion, people were burning the American flag. And I could understand their anger, but that wasn't something I would do. And I thought, well, we need another message. And I graduated from George Washington University, mm-hmm. and I thought, what would George do? And that prompted me to put a peace symbol on a piece of cloth and make it into a flag. And originally, they were blue at the top, brown at the bottom, and then a white peace symbol with a green on the interior. They were nice, but rather dull.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, I made them out of cotton. And I was working in San Francisco at the time, and on the building where I was working, I put the flag up on the top, and over the course of a few months, it tore apart in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I would make them out of a stronger material. So I went back to my flag maker, and I told him what I had in mind. And now I made them in various colors.
Mm-hmm.
I had a green one with a yellow symbol. I had a blue one with a gold symbol as per UCLA,
right.
or University of California, Berkeley. And I made an orange one with a green symbol, which is a little hard to look at, but very striking.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite one was a yellow field with a black symbol patterned on a flag that I had seen in Stockholm some years before. And as it turned out, they were long-lasting and beautiful, but they were too expensive, and nobody could afford them.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up basically giving them away. And that's where the story gets intriguing.
Right.
So what happened was, along the way, I was working in the city, and I was driving back here to Marin. And I had a very old car at the time, a Citroen mm-hmm. ID19. And rather than go over the hill to get to Corte Madera, where I lived, I would drive through Sausalito because it was downhill instead of
sure.
uphill.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was driving through town, I noticed a sailboat anchored in the bay right near the Trident. I don't know if the Trident is still there.
It's got a different name.
Does
yeah.
it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, in that same area of the bay, there was this sailboat, and it was anchored there for several weeks, which mm-hmm. was very unusual.
And it's a pretty big boat, about 100 feet long.
That's correct,
yeah.
right, 105 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
It was built in 1912,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, I discovered later. And I couldn't help but think it would be nice to see my flag flying from the top of the mast. So a few days later, I noticed that the boat wasn't in the bay, but it was at the end of town on the north end in mm-hmm. dry dock, and mm-hmm. I could see it from the road. So I thought, wow, this is good. I have an opportunity to approach them and see if they'll buy a flag.
Yeah, a boat in dry dock is not going anywhere.
That's right. And I can walk to it. So I took my briefcase and my flags one Saturday morning, and I walked over to the boat. There was nobody around, but there was a plank up to the deck. So I walked up on the deck, and there was nobody there, but there was a hatch open to the lower part.
Mm-hmm.
So I hollered down, "Hello?" And slowly a guy came up from the lower part of the boat. And I introduced myself, and I told him that I made peace flags.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up my favorite yellow and black one, and I said, "Would you like to buy it?" I gave him the price, and he said, we can't afford it.
Because we're in dry dock.
Well, evidently it was even beyond that. So I thought for a moment, and of course, as you know, I wanted to see the flag up on their mast, so I gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he thanked me, and I wished him good luck, and I was on my way. The next day when I drove through town, my flag was flying from the top of their mast while they were in dry dock. Mm-hmm. So I felt really good. This is fantastic. A few days later, they were out of dry dock, and they were back in the bay over near what was the Trident at that mm-hmm. time. And again, my flag was flying from the top of the mast, so I felt great. I figured, well, you know, a lot of people will see this. It'll inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
A few days later, they were gone, and it just was a memory.
Yeah.
Then, about 2 years later, I was watching TV, KQED, listener-sponsored television here in mm-hmm. the Bay Area. And there was a program with some hula dancers at the beginning there. And, of course, that was intriguing. So I stay tuned. And then a Citroën pulled up. This was a brand new DS21, the top of the line, shiny and bright.
And those who know Citroëns are devoted to them. I know that. It's quite a passion that people feel for those French-made cars.
Yeah, they really are very special in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
A story for another time. But at any rate, this beautiful Citroën was there. And out of the back of it came one or two, I don't remember. It was probably one on each side of the car. Came out these two military officers in full dress uniform
mm-hmm.
with all the decorations that the military guys wear. And they were greeted by some clergymen who were all smiles, and they were shaking hands, and everything was wonderful. The voiceover was describing that they were in Tahiti to witness the detonation of a French nuclear bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Then the camera scanned to some heavy ocean waves. And rolling in the waves was this sailboat. And the hull kind of looked familiar, but you know, I just sort of thought, you know, there's lots of boats out there. Next thing I know, the camera scanned up the mast, and what was flying from the top? But my flag.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
And was it the same ship, the Free?
The same ship, yes, the one
wow.
that was in Sausalito, the one I gave the flag to. It was just absolutely unreal. I was stunned. I fell back in my chair. And I thought, wow, this is unreal. So,
And I just want to say, at uh-huh. this stage of the story, for lovers of coincidence, uh-huh. there are more coincidences. Please uh-huh. proceed.
Thank you, Peter. Well,
So this boat, the name of it is Free, spelled F-R-I.
Correct.
And it became a lead craft in
yes.
the flotilla of protesters who
yes.
went to the, and this is hard to pronounce, uh-huh. the Mururoa.
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 Uh-huh.
It's like rural. That's
uh-huh.
a hard word.
Uh-huh.
Mururoa.
Right. It is. Uh-huh.
And that is near Tahiti. And that right. is the atoll where the French government was test detonating nuclear weapons.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was the ship sailed from Sausalito, probably to Hawaii, and then on to New Zealand. I was visiting a friend in Bolinas. And at the end of the day, I was driving back home. And when I got to Route 1, somebody was hitchhiking. Well,
mm-hmm.
I thought, well, I'll give him a lift. So I stopped. He got in the car. We're driving down the road. And I said, I'm a house painter. What do you do? And he said, I'm a filmmaker. I just made a documentary about a ship that sailed around Tahiti in protest of the French nuclear bomb tests. I turned and looked at him. I said, I made the flag they flew. I saw your film on TV. It was like our eyes were glued together. It was like unbelievable. He leaned back like all eyes, like unbelievable. And we're talking down the road, and he said, hey, they went to New Zealand. They wrote a book about the whole thing. You can get it at the Tides. And I thought, wow, this is just absolutely unreal. So...
And you have the book here in
and
front
I
of you.
I got the book, yes.
Called Free uh-huh. Alert.
Yes. It's a Free Alert spelled F-R-I, alert. Well, when I got the book at the Tides bookstore, I started from the back, as I generally do, and I saw a photograph of a flag that has handprints on it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on board the ship took and put their handprint on a flag that they made, and they flew that right below my peace flag
mm-hmm.
on their mast. Well, when I first saw that, I thought, wow, they don't have a picture of my flag in the book. Well, when I got home, I started from the front of the book, page one, and it says, "Welcome aboard this book, edited and compiled by Elsa Karen, published in 1974 in New Zealand."
Mm-hmm.
And on the contents page, they have a photograph of my flag.
Nice.
And right below it is the flag that they made, their own homemade flag with their handprints on it.
And it's an actual picture of the flag flying on the mast.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. correct. He's hoisting it up. One of the crew members is hoisting it up the mast.
Mm-hmm.
And on the forward page, which is on the left side of the book, there's a photograph of Sir Edmund Hillary from Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm. It's a great explorer.
And he says, with a big smile, "I cannot help but admire their spirit." And there's other things that he says, but that's the main gist of what he says. So when I got this book, I thought, this is just unbelievable. And so then I discovered, as I went along and found out more, that when the ship had sailed from Sausalito and gone west, they probably went to Hawaii and then west from there on to the other islands and then to New Zealand. They were recruited by the people in New Zealand to lead a flotilla of ships, as you said, to sail to Tahiti to protest the nuclear bomb test. And at the time, and since the 50s, there was a lot of concern in New Zealand about nuclear energy and nuclear power. And the Free, this ship flying my flag, which, to my knowledge, was the first peace flag ever out there, evidently generated a lot of conversation there in New Zealand, and that's probably the reason why they recruited the ship, asked the captain to lead the flotilla.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after all this happened, and then they wrote the book, then in 1987, in 74, and then in 87, New Zealand actually became a nuclear-free zone, and it was actually put in legislation there in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the Free, the ship, and my flag helped to achieve that. So I think it's pretty incredible. And then there's another thing I'll tell you that's also kind of amazing. When they were in New Zealand originally, this is before they sailed back to New Zealand, their planned voyage to go to Mororoa to protest
mm-hmm.
was reported on the news. And evidently that news got back to France. And a retired general there in France named Jacques Paris Bollardaire heard about it. And he was so inspired by their planned voyage to protest the bomb that he flew to Australia, chartered a boat, and had them sail him out to the protest zone to join the protest.
Magnifique.
It really was. And when he got there, he was welcomed aboard the Free. And when the French commandos boarded the ship and arrested everybody, this general turned into the French government in protest the Legion of Medal Honor that he had been given by the French government, which is mm-hmm. the highest medal that they can award to a military person.
Mm-hmm.
And this was really an amazing, incredible thing. And in fact, it was so special that he was pictured on the front cover of L'Express mm-hmm. magazine in France.
Wow.
And his photograph is here in the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, Mike, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I noticed that you spell peas with an S.
Peace with an S.
Why do you spell peace with an S?
Okay, I'll tell you. When I was making...
I thought maybe it was just the computer you used.
No. Actually, I did it intentionally. And when I was first making the flag, I had some commercial interests, as you can imagine. I had envisioned, as we all do, I'm going to make this and I'm going to make a lot of money and I'm going to make peace at the same time, right?
Doing well while doing good.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was probably wearing a pair of Levi's jeans. And I recalled on the back right pocket, there was a little red tag that said Levi's.
Sure.
So I thought, well, okay, I'm going to make a tag for my peace flag that is unique and special. And rather than spell peace as we traditionally do with a C, I thought, well, can I spell it with an S? Well, I was an English major at school, in school, and I thought, well, the S usually conveys an S, a S sound more frequently than the C. Although receive is a C and it's a soft sound, but usually the S conveys more the S sound than the C. So I thought, well, I can use an S just as well as a C, and that would even make it more unique.
Right.
Plus, also, I like the look of the S. And then another little closing commercial note, okay, if I needed one, was I took and I wrote down a C, and then I wrote down an S. And I'm considering, which shall I use, right? And then I took and I said, okay, well, a C and the S, that's interesting. If I write a line through the C, that means cents. If I write a line, two lines through the S, it means dollars, right? So I said, I'm going to use the S. So that's how it came about.
So you are now on a new effort to expand the display of peace flags.
Yes.
And you've launched a Kickstarter-type fundraiser at Indiegogo.
That's correct.
So tell us what your goal is and what you're raising money for.
Yes. Well, I am raising money to begin manufacturing the flags again. Now, when I made them back in the 70s, as I explained to you, I wanted to make the best, most long-lasting flag that I could. And when I did that, they were too expensive. It's like making a Rolls Royce. Nobody can afford a Rolls Royce. But
so,
I wanted
so
the best.
So what are they, $100 or?
Well, at the time, the one that I showed you, 4 feet by 6 feet, the retail price might have been about $250,
$300. Oh, really?
Today, if I were to make them with traditional methods, they might cost as much or more, maybe $400 or $500. However, what makes this project so feasible today that we did not have back in the 70s is the internet. So as you can imagine, back in the 70s, I would have to walk from store to store and I would have to tell my story a dozen times a day or five times a day to each individual store owner what I had and would they want to buy it. Well, the chances of selling them, of course, were remote, and I didn't sell them because they were too expensive. So today with the internet, not only can I do sales worldwide on the web, but also I can manufacture overseas, which I was not able to do back in the 70s. So I can enlist people in perhaps the Philippines or Singapore or Vietnam or China or wherever I choose to make. I can offshore them if I like. And that makes the cost much more reasonable as I sell them here.
Now, Mike, I'd prefer an American product.
So would I, actually. And what I intend to do is to offer a selection, a variety, not just one flag. There'll be a variety of sizes because I, too, would like to make here in America what I think is important. So I can offer a selection and I can say, okay, if you want made in America, and you want nylon, and you want a 3 foot by 5 foot, this is how much it's going to cost. If you want a 3 foot by 5 foot made in offshore, whatever country it might be, this is what the price is. So there'll be a variety of prices, and people can make their own choices. And I'll try to make the prices as reasonable as possible because I'm aiming for a wide market worldwide. And I'm not trying to sell Rolls Royces. I'm trying to sell the best flag that I can make. But I also have to offer the less expensive flags. So I'll say, okay, well, this is made out of cotton. It won't last as long as the nylon, but it will last for some time. And it will convey the message. And I will make them in many sizes. For example, I made them also in a 2 foot by 3 foot size.
He's rifling into his briefcase right now. Here comes a green one.
Okay, and he also made a 6-inch by 8-inch.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could. I guess we don't have car antennas anymore, but that's where it could have been.
Yeah, that's right. This could have been on a car antenna, 6 inches by 8 inches. And then this is one of the originals that was 2 feet by 3 feet with the original colors of the blue, brown, green, and white.
Very nice.
Thank you. Now, this won't last as long as the nylon ones, but mm-hmm. still, it lasts a while. And if you don't put it out in the rain and the wind every day, it'll last for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought is that now we have the opportunity to do this launch again. And this is what I'm planning to do. So I'm launching on Indiegogo. And if you want to help, what I suggest you do is go to my website, which is thepeaceflag.com.
Peace with an S.
Peace with an S. Thank you. And just below the photographs, you'll see the link to Indiegogo. Now, at the moment, it's not active. You can't click on it. You have to copy and paste it into your browser. But I'm sure anyone listening to this program knows how to do that. And when you get there, you'll see the contribute button. Just click on that and you can donate whatever you like. And what I'm thinking now is that I'm aiming at a wide audience. And I was just telling Peter a minute ago that I have an opportunity and will be on a radio program this Friday that is based out of Los Angeles, but is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be on the GranadaForum.com. That's GRANADA Forum, FORUM.com.
And I will put that link and also the link to your Indiegogo page in the show file for this podcast.
Thank
you. Make it easy for people to just click and go.
Fantastic. Thank mm-hmm. you very much, Peter. So the thought is, as I was saying here, is that, and as I go along, and I speak not only here with you, but also on the Granada Forum website or radio program. Wendy there, the hostess, told me that she has 800,000 listeners on her program.
Hmm.
So what I was thinking I would do is to ask everyone if they could chip in a minimum of $1. And if 1% of the people do that, I'll have a chance to relaunch this.
Yeah.
And that minimizes the burden. I'm not asking for hundreds or thousands of dollars from any one person. Just a little bit from a lot of people, and this can become another real project.
And Mike, what could happen is more of these coincidences in the future. And who knows where we will see your Peace with an S flag flying from. I mean, we have listeners in Switzerland, in France, in Belgium, in Japan, in many countries in South America. And I would love to see this grow because it is really important to counter the violence in our world today with a message of peace.
You're absolutely right, Peter, and that's exactly the way I feel about it. And along those lines, just 2 days ago and confirmed last night in a conversation on the phone, I will be working with Burton Danette, who is one of the co-founders of ABC4All.net, which has organizations, contacts in 120 countries. And Mr. Burnett told me that he would like to bring me on board to help get my peace flag out to the world. And I am really excited right now because it hasn't been 12 hours probably since I spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the prospect of working with someone who has his organization worldwide and being able to talk with you and being able to talk with Wendy on Granada Forum on Friday is very exciting because the message is getting out quickly now. And I would also like to ask whoever might hear my voice, if you have any ability to help me get my message out, wherever you can, I would appreciate it. If you have skills on the internet, if you know how to work on Facebook or Twitter or any other of the other social media, I would appreciate whatever you can do. If you're in contact with any organizations, the message here goes beyond the flag. Because this can be a backdrop to other things. And we know that we need to have peace. And we know that for the past 40 years or longer, we've always had some kind of a war behind everything that we do on a daily basis, whether it was Vietnam or what we were doing in other countries, bombing Grenada or Kosovo. There's always something going on. There's always some kind of a, in quotes, war going on. And
Now we have several at the same time.
Several at the same time. And I think a lot of people are beginning to realize that our economy has become based on war.
Yes, it has.
And many people are saying we have a permanent war economy. In fact, back in the 70s, Seymour Melman, who was a professor of mechanical engineering at Columbia University, visited here in Marin County, and I had an opportunity to meet with him at the College of Marin. And he was describing very eloquently how we have become a nation based on the production of weapon systems. And today, our country, the United States, spends more on weapon systems than the combined budgets of Russia and China. Now, that's a lot of money. We are probably spending $780 billion a year, I think, or $760 billion a year. I think the combined budgets for Russia and China are less than $300 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes us question, well, how is it that we have all these problems in the United States with unemployment, with a decaying infrastructure, roads that need repair, bridges that need repair, power plants that need to be decommissioned, nuclear power plants.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're spending all this money on the military. Now, incidentally, regarding the nuclear situation, the other aspect of the peace symbol is that it has the joint or additional connotation of being anti-nuclear. And right now in Japan, 3 years after the catastrophe at Fukushima, the government of Japan has stopped nuclear power plants. However, they are talking about starting them up again.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of opposition to that because the people in Japan realize that this is a serious problem. And I noticed in one of the news stories I saw about Japan that the colors that they are using in their protest banners coincide with the colors on my flag.
Hmm.
They're yellow, black, with some red.
Mm-hmm.
So I intend to get in touch with people there in Japan and see if I can begin to launch there.
Well, we have a couple of listeners in Japan, too. So let me invite you to join this effort and get in touch with Mike Marino. Mike, thanks for being with us today and sharing your story. It's pretty cool.
It really is
fascinating.
Thank you. Nice to be with you, Peter.
And let's fly the flag of peace and hop aboard the peace train. See where it might take us.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on. Go bring your good friends too, 'cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Crying lately, thinking
about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. The peace train, take this country, come take me home again. The peace train sounding louder. Come on, peace train. This peace train, oh, it rolls.
Everyone jump up on the peace train. Ooh. Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.